The best thing about this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli is you can enjoy it anytime you like. But OVO's Data Fest is for a limited time only. Get up to double the data with mobile plans starting from just $19.95. Binge these holidays with no regrets. Go to ovo.com.au now.
Hey there, podcasters. Podcast.
Do it.
So good to meet you.
We've had a wonderful day. We had Guy Sebastian come in, all fine, ma'am.
How good, when he sings a cappella.
He's a freak.
Isn't that amazing?
You remember, every time he sings, you remember how good he is at singing.
Because you go, okay, he creates amazing tracks that have so many wonderful instrumentation and layers in it. But you go, man, just give me a voice, and that's,
boom.
Wow.
And he helped you. He's worked with Lupe Fiasco, one of the best rappers in the world. He helped you prepare your set. Do you feel more confident now?
I feel I've taken my music to the next level.
Yeah, man.
And I think the world is ready to hear the gift that I've got.
Nice.
I'm ready to unwrap that gift.
Well, all rappers need to have
unwrap that gift.
Yep.
A false sense of confidence. That's good.
Well, that I have.
Mate, you're halfway there.
It's
the amount
pretending.
Of people whose first, the amount of people whose first rap single is singing about how they've made it and how rich they are.
Mm.
It's the only genre that
so
does that.
True.
I've already hired a Lamborghini. Like, that's just what you do.
And lease now, one. You got to lease one. The trick in country music is to get really successful by saying how bad your life is.
It's
and
so
the trick in rap is to say how amazing it is. Mm.
That is true. They are opposites.
That is amazing.
And then once you add like a layer of costuming, I'm pretty much 98% there.
Oh, you're everything.
Before I've even started the performance.
Oh, no. You are the true ghetto superstar.
Thanks, man.
Oh, dear.
Appreciate it.
We've peaked too early here, I think. Enjoy the podcast, guys. Oh, thanks for listening. We love you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli.
Oh, here we go. Thursday already. This week is flying, team. It is on. Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, Ash London joining us this morning. Looking a little bit golfy this morning. Grant, look at you.
Yeah, I do. I look like I'm a caddy for Tiger Woods or something today. I got too many stripes on and a lot of white.
It's okay, though. How much do you think a caddy for Tiger Woods gets paid?
Stacks.
Is that a good paying job?
Yes, you've accidentally fallen into one of my things.
Really?
His name is Steve Hansen. And for, I think, about 5 or 6 years, he was the highest paid New Zealand sports person by a long way.
What? Wow. Just for caddying?
Yep, highest paid New Zealand sports person was Tiger Woods' caddy.
So you don't just, they say four iron and you pass that. Are you giving them like tips and I reckon you use this?
Yeah, you've walked the course, you've looked at the lies, you know how they hit their irons, if they hit them flat in these things. You're a psychologist, like you keep talking them through it as well. And
so Tiger would take advice from this guy on the field, on the course.
Yeah, no, advice is a strong word. It's more like seven, because you hit that other, it's like that. He's got a walking bank of Tiger's shots and memory and what he did the last time they were here. And I'm getting his name wrong. Steve Hansen, I think, is the All Blacks coach. I've got his name wrong, but he was definitely the highest paid New Zealand sports person for some years.
I think I could be a caddy.
You wouldn't carrying the bag.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
that is a minor requirement of the role. What about his other role of wrangling all the after-hours activities?
Can't do that.
Girl code.
No.
The girl code.
Yeah.
No, a lot of girls not too concerned with the girl code when Tiger rocked into town, were they?
Yeah, apparently. Evidently.
plenty on today. Bachelorette. Does anyone care? It's also a year. It's a 1-year anniversary since same-sex marriage or the marriage laws were amended. So we're going to see when I speak to someone who got married.
Yeah, I'm still yet to be invited to a gay wedding, which I'm devastated about. It's only a matter of time. We definitely are going to talk about it because I love it. I mean, obviously a wedding's a wedding. It doesn't have to be a gay wedding. But we've had a whole year now of wonderful same-sex couples getting married. So we're going to celebrate it.
Guy Sebastian's going to join us, Grant Denyer, because you are rapping live at the R&B Fridays Live concert. And he's got some
things for you to do.
He's had two chains in some of his songs.
I specifically told you no one says concert.
Oh. What's it called?
Gig.
Gig.
No,
I told you before.
A gig is smaller.
No.
A concert is larger.
A concert is what old people say.
No, I'm right.
No. R&B Fridays Live.
No, a gig is small. A concert
Who
is large.
Is
no,
the music?
I think that you go see the Eagles. That's a concert.
Because there's no such thing as the Eagles.
Concert.
The band is called Eagles.
Concert is what old people say when their daughter's going off to say the Taylor Swift concert.
A gig.
I just want you to sound cool. That's all.
Yeah, she's trying to help me out.
I'm trying to sound accurate.
A gig.
Well, hopefully accuracy is your thing today because $98,000 lives and breathes
How many concerts could you go to?
That is
Kid City.
Wasn't it 98 yesterday?
No, it was 97 yesterday.
Seven.
You got me confused and I'm like, I don't know.
Sorry. Still a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm. Is it the sound of Grant mic dropping after he
oh,
raps?
Oh, boom.
See you, Sydney.
131060 is the number. If you want to get to the concert in the best concert seats you've ever had with $98,000, you go to concerts all year with this. You just be a concerteer.
Today FM's Secret Sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
Down a big bucks, $98,000, Ash.
And before you answer the question, what's that sound, we highly recommend go to the Today FM Breakfast website because all of the incorrect guesses are there. If you call us, if you get through to the producer, and if you get through to us and you say a guess that someone's already guessed, you're wasting your time. So you want to do a good guess and maximize your chances at winning nearly $100,000.
Chris from Auburn is now on the phone. Chris, good morning to you for $98,000.
Yep, good morning.
How you going, Chris? What do you reckon it is?
Yeah, I think it's one of those the KitchenAid bench mixers when you unlock it and you lift it up.
Like when you're making a meringue or something.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Well, we have got our executive producer, Kimmy, in the studio, who has guessed it twice.
Yes, I have, and given three clues. It's three not stationary clues. Related. It's a double action sound, and there's not a bump in sight. And Chris from Auburn.
Oh.
KitchenAid.
You're incorrect.
Oh,
sorry.
Chris, she doesn't normally pause. Oh, a bit of drama. There you go. She was an extra.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Who are we going up to now?
Craig from Parramatta. Craig.
How are you guys?
$98,000, my man, which no doubt would change your life in the blink of an eye. What do you think it is?
I think it's when you look through the lens of a, when you get your eye tested and they change the lens and it pops back up.
So niche. I love a niche guess, Craig. I'm mad for it.
What about the bumps, the Chris? The bumps, like, oh, Craig, sorry, there's no bumps in sight. What do you mean, why would that fit in?
When they look in your eyes, you don't, you're not seeing bumps in your eye.
Ah, the old bumps in the eye problem. Okay.
Or the lens is smooth as well. The thing I do like about yours is it's quite specific, Craig. And that's the one thing that we really need to drill down on. Now it's nearly $100,000. You are incorrect, but I'm just saying that in general.
Wow, thank you, Kimmy. Sorry, Craig.
Okay.
See you, mate. All those incorrect guesses are there. What time are we playing, Jabe?
We're going to play at 8 o'clock with a spring in his step today. We have a very smiley Ed Cavalier.
You look fresh,
studio.
Bro.
Thank you, guys. I did text Kim, our executive producer, last night, and I said, hey, look, would it be okay if I came in basically closer to when we start the show, not when we start our meeting, because Tiff and I are going out. We've got a babysitter, and we were going out for a date night last night. This is not something that we've done often. Also, because it was our anniversary on October 25th, and we hadn't yet, because she was away, and we haven't had time. So this was our basically anniversary, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow, it's a big lead up. You coming in late to work is unheard of.
Unheard of.
He's a man who likes structure and rules.
Where's Ed? Where's Ed? Is he dead? And then Kimmy said, oh, he's going to be a bit late, date night last night. And I thought, they've had sex.
Yes.
I didn't imagine it.
No, Kim was okay. I didn't have to do that.
This is, cool,
that's how
man.
You got your extra half an hour. So how did date night go with the lovely Tiff XO?
It was a wonderful evening. I know that date night sort of became a thing that people spoke about, and I was like, oh, for God's sake, is this just another trick? You know what I mean? Like a hallmark.
It's necessary
part
of a marriage.
It's killer. If you can have the opportunity, we have a baby, a one-year-old. So we went to a very expensive restaurant.
Hey.
Yeah, we did. We said, that's it. Come on, we're going to splurge. Do I say the name to try and get free there next time?
Definitely.
Is that how radio works?
Try.
That's what Alan Jones would do. I'll do it as Alan. And we went down to Rockpool. What a wonderful place.
Gorgeous.
Seafood. The beef. Magnificent service. So
don't
send him the voucher, by the way. So we get there. We're dressed up. It's all looking good.
What was Tiff wearing, just so I can imagine it?
She said it was a black ensemble. Nice. I didn't know what that meant. She looked great. And so she had her glasses on. So she had her glasses on.
We're
sitting
there. Hessian sack and look great.
Yeah. Sit down.
Oh, yes.
Put the cloths, napkins on our thing. We're sitting there. It's all dark. It's beautiful. So dark. We never go to expensive restaurants. No, ever, ever, special. Ever, ever, ever. And then we hear this.
What do you mean?
The couple next to us had brought...
No.
An eight-month-old baby that cried.
You're joking me.
The whole time.
Are you joking me?
Serious?
Pull that down, mate. Who takes a baby?
It's not the Macca's food court.
To an expensive restaurant, and the guy he was doing it to make a point because he was marching up and down with this baby. He was
spreading it around the whole room.
The point he was attempting to make was, "Mate, just get out of Rockpool. Just take the baby.
Just no biggie. Like we do this all the time.
Like it was Macca's drive-thru. And I wanted to go over and go, mate, I understand the point you're trying to make.
Yeah,
no one cares. No Those one American cares. Businessmen, they don't care. TFXO.com? She doesn't care.
TFXO.com doesn't care. She just wants some peace and quiet with her gorgeous husband and to eat a very overpriced steak and maybe...
Not overpriced, beautifully done.
Beautifully priced. Worth every second. I'm so sorry, Dale.
I'm so sorry. So did you end up making kid number two or not?
Now, look, that's a topic, but I do have a hack, a date night hack.
Really?
And I haven't asked my wife if I can say this on the radio. So, Ash, Grant, this is just between us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you, Alan. Oh, fantastic. So, you have your marital relations before you go out.
Oh, that is so good.
Oh, here we go.
That is so good because you're too full after dinner to ever have sex. And then you feel like you're letting each other down.
Yes.
Oh, Ed. That is so
Look at that smile.
As we were waddling down Castle Ray Street because we'd eaten too much caramel popcorn, I turned to Tiff and I said, "Aren't you glad?" And she said, "I'm so glad. If we were to try something now, I would spew on your face." The next in our series of Ask Me Anything, our guest today is a gentleman by the name of Ian Rogerson. Now, as of now, at www.dadfilm.com.au, you can see a short film about navigating autism and fatherhood. Ian Rogerson, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure to have you. Now, you are, of course, a media broadcaster in your own right. At what point in your life did you say, you know what, I want to use all of my knowledge and I want to tell this story through the medium that I know to put this out there? Because this is a big deal to open your life up like this.
Well, it is, but I think you know, you've got to do that to help other people who you wish were around when you were younger and going through it all. I think the thing about it is there's 12 dads. All of them have got a life experience of actually dealing with autism in their family. Mm. And what they bring to the table, I think, is some fantastic information, particularly for young dads who suddenly find themselves in a situation they're dealing with disability.
Can I ask, I know the term autism and I think I know what autism is, but I'm actually not quite sure. Can you explain it?
Well, it's a broad spectrum. It's an inability in some ways to connect completely with the world around you a lot of the time. Mm. It ranges from high-functioning people who are actually, you know, quite gifted to really quite incredibly disabled people. And it takes a long time to get a diagnosis. And once you do, that's when the hard stuff starts of actually trying to actually integrate that child into your life and their life.
Yeah. What were the symptoms for your son? Because one of your sons suffers from autism.
That's right. Jack, who's now 22 and a chef.
Oh, wow.
It was our first child. We had no idea. We were complete idiots.
Gosh.
And, you know, all the relatives said, oh, don't worry, he doesn't talk. But, you know, I've got an uncle who didn't talk till he was 35, you know. And all that sort of stuff. We realized after a while, we went through speech therapy and various other things. After a couple of years' time, when we finally did get a diagnosis, he was, you know, quite autistic. Yeah. And so then we had to basically find out how to help him. And through a number of different therapies, we basically reconstructed everything around his life and taught him really intensive early intervention, which they've proved worldwide.
Wow.
Makes an incredible difference with these kids' lives. And really, it's 1 in 100 kids is going to have autism. Yeah. So if you don't know anybody with autism yet, you will.
And having a kid on its own, a healthy, normal child, is exhausting and tiresome. To have a child who's prone to outbursts or doesn't cope well in public places, that must be such a challenging scenario for a parent, not being able to often want to venture outside your own home.
Well, that's right. And that's what you shouldn't do. In a way, you should, you know, it's a terrible thing to go to the supermarket because, you know, Junior will have a meltdown when they're not allowed. Like any normal kid, they'll have a meltdown, but they won't like the sound. They won't not like all the movement and colour that's going on there. They won't be able to deal with it. It's all too loud for them.
Ian, we actually had a lady on talking about Cole's quiet hour. That's happened now. I mean, your child is 22 years old. These things were not happening even 15 years ago, even 5 years ago.
Well, that's right. And that was when we were taking Jack to the supermarket.
Yes,
Quiet hour is a lovely idea, but I think ultimately you've got to get your child so they can go to the loud hour.
Yeah.
And you slowly build them up by exposing them. Quiet hour's a great place to start and then slowly build them into the real world so that they're going to be used to it because that's what the world's like. And you want to bring them into that if you can.
dadfilm.com.au. We'll put a link up, mate, across our website and all of our socials so people that can go and have a look. And we appreciate you coming in today. It's a really important thing.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. A pleasure.
Thanks, Ian.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet. Quite surprised you're not actually doing that at R&B Fridays Live this Saturday night, Grant Denyer.
It might be like a special mix that's going to happen, just like a break, just a lead break in the middle of my track, hidden, embedded.
Don't do that. I have not put enough time in the schedule for that. I'm giving you literally 40 seconds before Ginger Wine comes out.
Why you got to crack the whip, man? This is my moment. Yeah, man.
Todayfm.com.au if you're a kid. Jump on there, register, because you could be winning big, big cash. Grant Denyer, we have $10,000 and 10 questions good to go. Is that right?
Sounds like a good idea if it went to 10-year-old Abby from Winmalee. Abby, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good to have you on the radio with us. I understand you like drawing. What do you like to draw?
Just girls and all that, and animals.
Animal. What's your favourite animal to draw? Because some of them are harder than others, Abby.
Well, I like to draw horses and wolves.
Oh, I can never get the back legs of a horse right, or the neck to connect to the front legs when I draw horses. I'm drawing a lot of horses at the moment.
Equine drawing happening.
Abby, here we go. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, and all your answers must start with the letter D today. D for donkey.
Okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. Now, if you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Abby, your letter is D. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Name a job.
Doctor.
A musical instrument.
Pass.
Something you roll in a board game.
Dice.
An item of clothing.
Dress.
Something you might find in the kitchen.
Pass.
A girl's name.
Dorothy.
A sport.
Pass.
Pet.
Dog.
Flower.
Daisy.
A cartoon character.
Donald Duck.
Musical instrument.
Drum.
Something you might find in the kitchen.
Oh, you did so well, Abby. You are a little champion, Chops.
Oh, very rarely does anyone ever get to go all the way around and come back through them like you did just then. I can hear the family's very proud of you, and we're happy to say, Abby, you've got
$800. $800. Oh, my God.
Oh, what are you going to buy with your $800, Abby?
Thank you so much.
Thank you much. You did an excellent job.
Well done.
I'm assuming that's mum there. That's very cute. All right. Excellent work. If you want to play, todayfm.com.au, your shot at $10,000 with Alpha Bucks Kids. The Bachelorette finale. I don't remember a time when a Bachelor/Bachelorette finale had less vibe.
Yeah.
It's tonight, 7:30.
What do you mean?
Nobody cares.
I don't think people are into it.
Are we burnt, though, by the honey badger and we just think that true love can't be found on these shows, so that's why we're out? Is it the people who are in it?
Is it worst series ever? Is it the 13-10-60? Is it the worst series ever of The Bachelor/Bachelorette, which we'll go through those reasons why we believe it possibly is now.
Ellie.
It's nothing to do with it. She's lovely.
She's lovely, but there's edge to her. And after the Sophie experience, as you said, Grant, we've had a sugar hit. And now it's just like a girl saying, I don't know if I like you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. After you put a celebrity in, that's always going to be the fallout afterwards.
Yeah. So look, 13-10-60, is it the worst series of this ever? There's no fight. There's no love. Now, the reason that we've got someone who is very fired up about this is our intrepid news hound, Gogs. Now, Gogs, we'll talk to you about serious things like the lockout laws tomorrow after there's a decision. But you were fired up this morning. What were you?
Well, Ed, mainly because I'm just exhausted. I've committed to this series from the beginning. And I just want it to end. Because I'm not a quitter.
No, you're not.
Continue to watch it. But
will you hit it and quit it just on a Friday night?
What?
What sex joke.
Oh, right. Okay, sure.
I'm just asking.
She's a news reporter.
So, she got needs. She got wants. She yearns. Like the rest of us. So you were saying, Gogs, that you had the show on last night, but you weren't even sitting in front of the telly committing.
No, I had it on in the background and I was just coming in and out just watching it. And I'm just like, this is exhausting. All it was just three separate dates. Like, and it was just nothing happening. Absolutely nothing happening.
All right. Did one of them take her on a date with his to his ex's house?
Yeah.
Oh, but there's a technicality there. He didn't. It wasn't actually dating her. He was just doing a little bit of other stuff with
hitting
her.
It and quitting it.
Exactly.
Is it that the guys are incredibly thick? Because that's one of the things I've picked up on here. Is you know the term the crisp winter's morning? Mm-hmm. They came out the other day when it was cold and said this.
Crispy winter's morning.
Yes.
Crispy. Crispy.
No one wants to spend morning. Their life with someone crispy. Who calls the winter's morning crispy.
And also, it's a deal breaker.
The guys are young, a lot younger than her, which is fine, but 26 and 32, that's a quite an age difference.
Yeah, so we're down to Todd and Tate, the two
guys. They sound like the same person.
Are you happy with that? Yeah.
Am I happy?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Look, Daniel, you normally have inside info.
Right, I've got it for you. And while you are all on the hate train right now for this format, can I just say we were all robbed and denied a fairy tale finish in the last one. I'm here to say that I reckon she's in boots and all. We're going to have the love story that this country needs and deserves tonight on the television. She's in love. She told me the other day, I can't wait to tell everyone how happy I am and the situation that I'm in. That's good.
When I spoke to her, have you been paying attention? She told me she was, quote, at peace. I said, have you murdered them all? Buried them under the mansion. Monica in Hornsby. Monica, you love The Bachelor. You watch every season. How have you rated this Bachelorette?
Good morning. I think it's the worst one ever. Like, what's with Bill, for example? Like, last night, that's a dude.
Yeah.
Like, Fletcher would be telling her about how much in love with her she is, like they are, but what was with him? They'll just talk about how he brought his ex-girlfriend.
I know. There's been so many weird things. Monica, I can understand what you're saying there. I do have another theory.
Ooh. Yeah.
The gentlemen are too interested in each other.
You've been saying this from the start, haven't you?
They're way, Gogsy.
I agree completely.
They're way too interested in each other, and it came to a head when they were doing German Day. And they were choosing outfits for German Day. Call me crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a single girl, Gogsy, like yourself. Mm. But if I'm looking for a husband and they're presented with leather clothing, is this the response I want them to have?
Look at these leather chaps, mate.
Yeah, it's like the real deal.
I've got real ones, man.
I've got get real out. Ones.
Am I smarting for a husband that sees leather chaps and goes, oh?
Get out. No from you, Gog.
Get out, Ali. Your fairy tale is not there. Get out.
Thank you, Gogsy.
$98,000 we are playing for today with our secret sound in Cavalry.
Yep. And there's three clues, which are?
It's not stationary related.
It's a double action sound.
Not a bump in sight.
The problem that we have is that people are continuously guessing the things that have already been guessed. Mm-hmm. And we've been saying go to todayfm.com.au to have a look at the guess, but maybe that's too difficult. So what I've done...
You made it easier for people.
Yeah, made
You're
it
so
easier
good.
For people.
You're a man of the people, Kevin. We love you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm essentially Stalin. So what we're doing now...
Not quite what I meant when I said man of the people, but you do you, Kev.
Okay. So what we're going to do now, in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to give as many incorrect guesses as I can.
I love this.
And that way you'll know to never guess these things ever again.
Okay.
Let's go.
Hole punch, piece of paper from a printer, ink, rubber, stamp thing, old credit card machine, tennis ball lid thing, opening a briefcase, squeezing an empty dishwasher lid, turning a rotary on a telephone, opening a double-ended lock, huge block of wood, foosball, binding machine, latch on a car door, drink dispenser, drink, dropping from a vending machine, opening an emergency door, it's hole punch again, for God's sake, a stapler again, swiping a credit card machine, turnstile, pulling a petrol pump off the bowser, empty toilet lid holder, peeling the lid off a plastic bucket, firing a nail gun, firing an earth gun, using a guillotine to chop paper, firing some other type of gun, opening a car door, opening a glove box, a piece of wood.
Kev, go have a glass of water, mate. That looked exhausting.
I can do it again in 3 seconds if you want.
No, thank you.
No,
we've got the point.
No, I'm doing it again in 3 seconds. This will really give you a big hint. Here we go.
Hole punch. Just stop it.
Today.
JFM's Secret Sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
Well, I hope you do know the answer, because on Today FM Breakfast this morning, $98,000 if you get a big old yes. That's the dream. The sound is this. And we are playing right now, Ed Cavalli.
We sure are. Kimmy, executive producer, is in the studio. The holder of the answer, the expert in Secret Sounds, because you've guessed
two
this year. We've only had two, so it's 100%. Ooh. Who would like to have a swing?
Me. Just kidding. Lauren in Camden. Good morning, darling.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, you sound nervous, babe.
Of course.
Hey, what do you reckon it is for 98K?
Okay. I think it's, you've got a Dyson stick handheld vacuum, and it's on its charger. And so when you want to take it off the charger, you've got to push it up and pull it back out to release it, and it pops out. So the sound's when it clicks up and then back out again.
Yeah, I got some cobwebs off the roof the other day with mine. And it is a double action sound. You're right. There's two motions to it.
Could I just have your answer again?
Oh.
Because it's it's very confusing.
Yeah, which bit of the whole process is it?
Okay, so you've got the stick vacuum is already on the charger. So, like, for example, mine's wall mounted, so the vacuum's sitting on the charger, and when you want to actually take it out to vacuum, you have to push it upwards and then pull it back out, so the sound, like, it clicks up and out and it pops out and releases it.
Removing a Dyson from its holder, yeah?
Is that what you would say the sound would be?
Yeah, we're splitting the money, Lauren. Okay.
No, yeah, I would say...
No more.
Said it.
She's got a dry mouth.
We've got to finish at 9.
You are incorrect.
Okay.
Lauren, well done.
Sorry, Lauren.
But the answers need to be a bit specific. It was too long.
We got there in the end.
But I know, but...
Here comes Petra. Petra's from Hurstville. Now, Petra, what do you believe it is?
Hello.
Hello.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is, darling.
Petra. Oh, hang on. No, sorry. We've got Petra from Hurstville on the line. Sorry. So, Petra from Hurstville, it's your turn now.
Hi. I'm guessing it's from the SLR camera, digital camera. When you try to take the photo, you press...
Got it.
Once,
yep.
And then they take the focus, mm-hmm. And then you press again, they will take the photo.
Oh, you're talking about the half press that you do, to sharpen the lens,
yeah,
and then the full
like
press.
It's like a Canon, the very high-tech camera.
I know the ones.
I know the ones you mean, Petra. Kimmy.
Incorrect.
Oh, Petra, sorry about that, but you keep taking those snaps. Well done. Thank you very much. We play again.
We're going all day too, so keep it on Today FM right across your work.
We are going all day. That took
1 year today since the yes vote for marriage equality. So we want to know on 131060, have you been to a gay wedding yet? And how amazing was it? How fabulous was it? For the best caller, we've got this. $2,000 spent with Air Asia voucher. That's up for grabs. For crazy low fares to Asia, head to airasia.com.au now.
We are waiting for your calls on 131060. And this is such a momentous occasion. I remember it so vividly 1 year ago. Finally, that feeling of relief that all Australians can get married. And so far, 5,420 same-sex couples have made it legal, including one of our mates, Rico, who is in studio right now.
Rico,
welcome.
Hey, congratulations.
Have you taken a surname? Have you hyphenated the surname? How does it work?
No, we're keeping it separate for the moment, but this is my first day back at work, and I can tell you I'm feeling the pinch. It has been... I've just flown first class from the Maldives my honeymoon.
Someone's doing all right.
Yeah, so I've got a really nice tan on, and trying to concentrate on work is making it quite difficult.
Okay, so, mate, the details of yours, just give us a couple of headlines, because I believe you went, like, Trey Chic.
We went Trey Chic. We had custom-made tuxedos, lots of French champagne, a crate of which we drank in the first kind of day of our wedding.
Because it was a bit of a festival, wasn't it? It was over a couple of days.
Over about 2 or 3 days.
Beautiful.
What was it, 2 or 3?
It was 3.
three and counting.
Yeah, there was a lot of champagne. And then obviously we flew first class to the Maldives.
Oh, God.
Or Maldives.
Mate, either way, you were there. Okay, well done, Rico. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We love you. Well done. The photos are beautiful. I cried a bit when I saw the photo last night. So romantical.
Now we have Maxie, our producer.
Hey.
Maxie, some friends of yours got married.
That's it. My dear friends Simon and Carl got married. They met 5 years ago at the dance floor at ARC on Oxford Street.
Yes.
A lot of short-term marriages take place there.
This one's a long-term.
Your marriage as chic as Rico's? Was there freshly shucked oysters, French champagne, 3 days interstate, first-class flights to...
No.
Okay.
This wedding was gay.
How gay?
It was glitter everywhere. It was fantastic. When they came out to their wedding dance to I Want to Dance with Somebody, all of a sudden it got interrupted by drag queens coming out on stage who then detoured into I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. It was fantastic.
There we go.
That's good.
And it was just drinking all night, and then everyone went to, funnily enough, ARC for the after party.
Where
it all began.
Beautiful. Can I ask, what happens with the walking down the aisle component? How does that
did
work?
Did you walk down the aisle, Rico?
We ran down the aisle. We grabbed each other's hand and literally just ran out.
That's good.
We're like, let's get this done.
That's beautiful, because you've been together a while, haven't you?
For 10 years, yeah. So we wanted to keep it short and sweet.
I love that. We've got two ends of the spectrum here. We've got classy, chic, and small.
And then we got Rico.
And then we've got... So we will take some calls next. I can't wait to hear some stories from people who have been to fabulous or not so fabulous weddings.
Look, I'm leaning on fabulous. I'm sorry. I am. Rico, that was a lot of fun.
Well done.
I'm fired up for fabulous.
This morning on 131060, we're taking your calls. Did you go to a gay wedding and was it just fabulous? Now, it's been 1 year today since the legislation passed, Ash.
5,500 people have been married. Tara from Hurlston Park is one of them. Good morning. Tell us everything. When did you have your wedding?
We actually did it the first day legal, so Tuesday the 9th of January.
Wow.
And we thought it was only fitting since we met at the Imperial
nice.
That
nice
we fun. Had a... Sure, impersonator, Marius.
Yes, you did.
So,
why do I feel like that person's getting a lot more work these days, Tara?
I think so. My wife's a massive Cher fan, so we thought it was only fitting. And since we were a little bit indecisive on who our witnesses should be, we thought it was only fair that we should have a dance-off.
Yeah.
To be the witness. Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
Oh, Tara, yeah, so, that sounds like the best wedding ever.
But we had to go straight back to work afterwards because of having to plan it in such a short period of time, so we didn't get to have a honeymoon or anything.
I see what you've done there, Tara. Well, you'll never guess what we're about to say.
It just so happens you have won a $2,000 AirAsia voucher to book your next holiday for crazy low fares to Asia. Head to airasia.com now.
You got your honeymoon.
Thank you so much.
That's a honeymoon.
My wife is going to flip.
Well, congratulations. The sad news is you also have to take Grant, but that's okay. Yeah.
And there'll be a dance off to decide who gets the window seat.
Good on you, Tara.
So great.
Thank you so much.
Today FM's Game of Games. Let's have some fun. It's the supersized game show that'll have you laughing out loud. Game of Games, 7:30 Sunday on 10.
Another $2,000 good to go this morning, Grant Danielle.
So simple, too. We've got two contestants going up against each other in the ultimate trivia questionnaire. And the contestant who can answer the majority of the questions correctly gets $2,000. Our carryover champ is Stephanie from St. Mary's. Stephanie, good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You're playing for $4,000 this morning. Handy bit of cash.
Yeah, definitely. Good Christmas spending money.
Oh, nice. Perfect timing.
And you've already got 2K, so it's a win-win for you, Stephanie. Congratulations. And today you're going...
You.
You're welcome. You're going up against Lisa in Camden. Now, you've been trying to get through for how long?
Oh, since the competition started, I wanted to play against Jane.
Yeah, she was hard to...
She was a champ.
I bet you got something you need to buy. What is it?
I do. I'm in desperate need of a new laptop. I've got a 2011 and it's pretty slow at the moment.
Get with the times, Lisa.
Yeah, you need a new lappy for sure. First contestant to buzz in using their name gets a chance to answer the question first. Let's test our buzzers. Stephanie?
Steph.
Lisa?
Lisa.
All right, we know how it works.
Lisa, he's so fun.
Here's our first question.
Lisa.
If you lived in Paris, what country would you be in?
Lisa. France.
Is right.
Yes.
Okay, you know what you need to do, Stephanie.
Yes, I do.
Name a colour in the Coca-Cola logo.
Lisa, Steph.
Lisa!
Red!
Is... Yeah, you got it! Red or white, we would have taken it. Congratulations, that's 2 grand for you, and you have now become our carryover champion.
Awesome!
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for playing too, Stephanie. We hope you enjoy the cash and the countdown to Chrissy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Lisa is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
She's got good pace.
It is the supersized game show that will have you laughing out loud. Game of Games, 7:30 Sunday on Channel 10, playing again tomorrow.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli was brought to you by Ovo's Data Fest. If you want to binge these holidays with no regrets, be quick. Head to ovo.com.au now to find out how to double your data, starting from just $19.95. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at todayfm.com.au.